good evening, and welcome everyone to the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce for boys basketball tonight on youaretheresports.com. It's the home opener, believe it or not. Here we are, mid-December, and it's the first and only home game for the Pioneer boys before the new year, as the Pioneers will head back on the road Thursday night up to Pequot Lakes. And they have got a dandy of an opponent here to face them here tonight. Undefeated, seventh-ranked Eden Valley Watkins is in town. A 7-0 start for head coach Adam Langer's squad, as he and Matt Pepping, the two head coaches, are meeting with the officials at midcourt now. If this was baseball, you'd say they're going over the grounds rules, but you get the gist. So this is a very good Eden Valley Watkins team, featuring size inside with 6'6 Jared Streit, 6'6 Austin Schlangen, and a great guard in Brett Matice. He has started since an eighth grader. He's piled up more than 1,500 career points. As a matter of fact, Streit also went over 1,000 points earlier this year. So they've got a couple of 1,000-point scorers on their team. They are into holiday tournament action at St. John's Prep coming up this Thursday for the Eagles. So this should be a good test for the Pioneers, who are 2-2 on the year. And they are coming off a win in Bruton on Friday night against Belgrade Bruton El Rosa, when the Pioneers defeated the Jags 74-52. Most recent game for Eden Valley Watkins was also Friday night. They beat Holding Ford by a 50-27 score. We're about 7 minutes away from the opening tip-off tonight for the Pioneers and the Eagles. We'll be back. We'll visit with both head coaches, Adam Langer of Eden Valley Watkins, Matt Pepping of Pierce. We'll do that when we come back. It's boys basketball tonight on youaretheresports.com.
This year's Pierce wrestling season is being wrestled in honor of Jared Tamala. For those of you who don't know Jared, wrestling was one of his great loves. Jared passed away at the end of his third grade year. He would have been a senior this year wrestling for the Pioneers. Jared's family does an annual toy drive in honor of Jared, bringing toys and gifts to other boys and girls who are fighting cancer at the hospital in the cities where Jared was treated. This year, the Pierce Wrestling Club has paired up with them to make this a success. At the December 19th Triangular versus Malacca and Mille Lacs, if you bring in a toy or offer a monetary donation, the Wrestling Booster Club will pay your admission fee for your admittance into the match. We hope to see you there.
Can you believe Christmas is right around the corner? Hi, this is Sarah from Radio Shack. Now through Saturday, get great deals on all our Verizon wireless phones and tablets. They make perfect gifts for anyone. You can get the iPhone 5C 8GB for free. And don't forget, you can add a tablet to your More Everything plan for just $10 a month. It's a last-minute gift sale going on now at Radio Shack, your Verizon-authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New two-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Hi, this is Ethan Lochner. Be sure to listen to Pioneer Sports all season long on youaretheresports.com.
Joining me on the pregame now is head coach Matt Pepping of the Pioneers. And coach, finally, it's here, your home opener, and boy, no tougher opponent in the conference than Eden Valley Watkins to christen the season here at home.
Yeah, it's nice to be at home, not having to travel anywhere. But yeah, we got probably the best team in the conference right now, and with Streit and Matice and Schlangen, and we'll have our hands full.
Coming off of a nice road win down in Bruton, a place that, frankly, haven't seen a whole lot of success for a whole lot of years down there, to go down there and play pretty well against BB, even in a down year for the Jaguars.
Yeah, we played really well in the second half. Shot well, moved the ball well, and that was with four guards on the floor and a big, or five guards on the floor. So we might use that lineup tonight and create matchup problems.
talk about the matchup so that the big guys like Schlangen and Strite do pose for your guys inside. Will David Skiba see more time than he has early on here just to get a more physical body in there?
Yeah, he's playing one half of JV tonight just to get him some playing time just in case he doesn't get in the varsity game too much. So, yeah, if we need to, we'll go to him. Big body, and he can hold his own versus those bigger guys, especially Schlangen. So Ethan and Robbie got to play big for us tonight too.
But Tice, how do you match up with him? He's so, you know, he can get his shot off in so many creative ways.
Yeah, we got to contain him. We can't stop him. And I told him try to hold those guys 15 or under. So that's our goal tonight. Keep them at 15 or under. And if we can do that, I think we'll have a decent chance of winning.
Pioneers, now as you get this home game, and it's your only home game now because you're going to go back on the road now. So, I mean, we're going to have a nice crowd here anyway, but, you know, you want to put on a good show too.
Yeah. Yeah, we plan that we got to get 50-50 balls, and hopefully we can get some energy from the crowd and play well.
Coming up now, the holiday tournament, St. Cloud Cathedral. I see the brackets. You got the host team right off the bat. That's another tough one on your near horizon.
Yeah, we got Cathedral coming off. I think they're undefeated still, so they have some really nice wins against some tough competition, and they have Brinley Thiessen. So, yeah, we'll have our hands full.
Guys that you need more from, not just tonight, but overall. I mean, we haven't seen that really huge breakout game that I think Johnny's capable of, that, you know, that upper teens type of offensive game. Aaron's even been up and down for you. Ethan has kind of receded offensively for you. I mean, what are you looking for from your guys from an individual standpoint? Have you talked to the guys individually one-on-one, or has it been addressing the team in practice?
We've talked to the team, and we just need more consistency. We've preached that, so we want Johnny in double figures. We want Aaron in double figures, and if we can get Nick or Robbie in double figures, would be huge. Consistency, and our big guys to play consistent each night. They've been in foul trouble half the games we've been in so far, so yeah, we need to play smarter defense with our big guys and keep them on the floor.
All right, Coach, good luck here in your home opener.
Thanks, Rick.
Coach Pepping of the Pierce Pioneers back with Coach Langer of Eden Valley Watkins next on youaretheresports.com.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hi, this is Becca of the Pioneers. May all the joys of Christmas fill your heart throughout the new year.
Joining me tonight now is Adam Langer, head coach of the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles. And, Coach, you got your team off to a great start. You've looked at this year a long time with this group of guys coming up, and here it is right here, and you guys are answering the bell so far.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird to see Matice and Stratton finally have seniors after their name, and yeah, we've been playing pretty well so far.
What has led you to this undefeated start? What's the best thing that you've been doing as a team?
You know, those two lead us pretty much every game, but it's been the supporting cast a lot of the other games. It's nice. Last year, I think we depended too much on them, and I think this year we're getting a lot of help from other sources this year.
How have teams tried to match up with you with a good guard like Matice and the bigs that you can send inside in the paint?
You know, we've seen a lot of different things. We've seen lots of zones. We've seen man. We've seen teams try to pull it out and stall offensively. We've seen a lot of different things, so it's good for us because there are not too many surprises anymore.
Pierce tonight, a 2-2 team, but a pretty athletic team. Probably can't match up with you size-wise. Not many teams can, but your concerns about tonight's opponent?
Like always, they're so athletic. Matt does a great job with them. I think that 2-2 is a little deceiving. They've been scoring a lot of points, and their experience from last year. And I remember it's basically the same game we had last year, and we stole one from here. So our guys got to come ready to play tonight.
Before this season began, did you sit down with the guys and say, hey, you know, this is it. I mean, what goal did you put out there for this team? I know they've got to be pretty lofty.
Yeah, you know, actually, these guys had goals set before we even sat down and talked. I mean, they want to win the conference, and they want to be the best team in school history. And to do that, they need to win a subsection. And then who knows? I mean, their goal is obviously the state tournament.
You know, having had Matthijs and Streit, you know, for years and years, how have their games grown from when you first got them as a varsity coach?
You know, Matthijs played as an eighth grader, and he was strictly a shooter, real small, couldn't guard a lot of people. He's just developed into a good all-around guard. He can defend now. He can get to the basket. Obviously can still shoot. Jared was big as a sophomore when he played. He's kind of developed more of an outside game now, and this year he's really focused on rebounding this year too, so he's improved that part of his game too.
As you look at the CMC, now you already got kind of one of the big hurdles out of your way with a big win over Maple Lake early in the season. That was a good early season test for you.
Yeah, it was. It was a great ball game. It was back and forth. Ended up winning by four at home. But overall, the conference, it's nice to not have that big team up there with Belgrade, and I think it's just so even straight across. I mean, we had a great game with Rockford, and Holdingford was close for a while, and I expect tonight to be the same.
What are the Eagles' plans for the holidays?
We're in the Christmas tournament, St. John's Prep, this weekend, so we play Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this week.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck tonight here in Pierce.
All right, thanks, Rick.
All right, Coach Adam Langer of the Eagles here on YouAreTheirSports.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushel, Pierce Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
Can you believe Christmas is right around the corner? For all of you last-minute shoppers, we have what you are looking for. Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Now through Saturday, save $25 on the Kindle Fire HD 7-inch, now just $114.99. For the kids or kid at heart on your list, we have tons of RC toys like the Surveyor drone for just $39.99. We also have great stocking stuffers like portable power and flash drive. It's the last-minute gift sale going on now at Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Welcome, students and faculty. And now let's meet your high school math club, the Square Roots. Introducing our giant of geometry with an A-plus average in advanced trig. He's number 10 to the third power, the one and only Marvin the Calculator Poindexter.
Without adequate funding, some high schools this year will have to eliminate some sports and arts programs.
No one solves X and Y faster than this next guy. He's the king of calculus, the master of multiplying, number 6 to the third power, Pete Poodledog!
Without these programs, the high school learning experience is diminished. Not to mention, you may no longer be able to cheer for the football team, the band, or yes, even the math club.
Hi, this is Kyle Becker. The Pioneers wish you joy and prosperity throughout the coming year. Thank you for your continued support at our games. Happy holidays.
And welcome back to the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce as the Pioneers and Eagles huddle for the final time before we have our opening tip-off tonight. Pioneers wearing the home reds for the first time this year. They've played four games, all on the road, and gone 500. They are 2-2. The Eagles, 7-0, ranked number 7 in Class AA. And this is the way the Pioneers will start. It'll be Nick Harrell, Johnny Casper in the backcourt with Robbie Skiba, Aaron Weber, and Ethan Lochner up front, while Jared Streit jumps center against Robbie Skiba to get this one started. And we're underway. Tip control to Aaron Weber. And here comes Pierce on offense for the first time. It'll be Nick Harrell at the point. Man to man. Here's Casper, right side, free throw line high, drives, takes Jansen off the dribble, misses it. Rebound for Streit. Quick outlet over the head of Brett Matthijs and out of bounds. Let's set the lineup for the Eagles. It'll be Reese Jansen, a 5'11 sophomore guard. Brett Matthijs, 6'3 senior. Jared Streit, 6'6 senior. Austin Schlangen, a 6'6 senior. And Jacob Streit, a 6'3 sophomore. Harold, free throw line high, facing up. Weber got Matthijs off his feet, looks inside. Here's Skiba whipping it back out front, where a three is up and good by Nick Harold. Harold has the game's first points. And now it is Reese Jansen, the sophomore point guard. Now to Matthijs, dumps it down low, spinning into the lane, soft baby hook, no, by Streit, rebound, controlled by Robbie Skiba, and here comes Johnny Casper back the other way. To left side, Ethan Lochner, corner drive underneath, again Schlangen scores it off the glass. Lochner makes it 5-0 for the Pioneers early. Right side, Matthijs in front of the Pioneer home crowd, Schlangen, now they rotate it to Jacob Streit on the left arc. Matthijs comes out front. Loose ball stolen away. Here comes Casper, one-on-one. Finds a trailing Weber up and in. It's a 7-0 start for the Pioneers. They turn the turnover into points right off the bat. Out front now, left corner. Jacob Streit to Jansen, back to Streit, guarded by Weber. We've played just over a minute and a half. Schlangen holds it on the right arc with Lochner defending. Those long arms. Now Streit rotates out to the free throw line. Dribbles once. Finds Reese Jansen coming around. Back to Streit. Lob inside. Schlangen collects it and puts it in. Nice little dump down pass from Streit to Schlangen. 7-2, and the Eagles are on the board. We've played 2 minutes. At the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce. Right side, Harold. Harold. Back to Johnny Casper. Now it's Harold, free throw line, probing the defense, works it left side. Weber out top. Weber takes Streit off the dribble, backs off. Now still looking inside, throws it inside. Streit swats it into the crowd. It'll stay with Piers. For the Pioneers, it is Nick Harold averaging 13.3 a game. Leading scorer, Aaron Weber at 18 a game. Johnny Casper averaging 7. Robbie Skiba is averaging 8 a game and 7 a game for Ethan Lochner. Weber for Skiba. 7-footer short. Rebound, Austin Schlangen. One dribble and out for Jansen. Jansen quickly up to Jacob Streit. 7-2, Piers. 15-15 to go, first half. Matthijs blows by Casper. Little floater up. No. Rebound, Weber. Here's Casper looking to push. One-on-one, Jansen can't stop him, and right to the glass goes Casper. Four different Pioneers have scored, and it's 9-2. To the right side now, Matthijs and Casper, man-to-man by Pierce, Schlangen out to the top. Left side, Jansen with Harold defending. 14:44 to go, dead ball. Now Jacob Streit will fire a three over Weber. It rolls off, and Lochner is there to pull down the board. Casper quickly ahead now for Harold. Harold leaves it back for Johnny. Out top, Weber against Matthijs. Bounces inside, Lochner for two. Timeout, timeout Eagles. The Pioneers have raced out to an 11-2 lead here at home.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177, or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
This is Hannah of the Pioneers. May the spirit of the holidays be with you throughout the new year.
Eagles ball out of the timeout. Streit fires from the right wing off the mark. Rebound for Weber. And the Pioneers will come up court leading by 9 here. We've played 4 minutes. 11-2, Pioneers. Casper for Harold. Harold spinning, dribbled it off his foot, and here comes Brett Matthijs. Matthijs, left-handed layup, up and in.
Number five, Brett Matthijs.
So the Eagles convert on the turnover. 11-4 now, and Casper leaves it off for Aaron Weber. Weber got a screen from Skiba, keeps the ball though, now gives it to Robbie. Robbie drives again, straight, and scores off the glass.
Number 23, Robbie Skiba.
And now all five starters have scored as the Pioneers lead it 13-4. Reese Jansen dribbled it off his foot. Here's Harold diving after it, but Jansen gets to it first. Eagles now will reset in the front court. Matthijs drifts down to the corner, baseline, floater up and in. Brett Matthijs. And it's 13-6, Pioneers with 13 minutes to go. Here's Casper working inside. He puts it up and in. And Johnny has four for the Pioneers. 15-6. Right side, Matthijs working against Casper. Now out front, this is Jared Streit. Here is Reese Jansen, got Harold to fly by and pops the 17-footer. Boy, team starting to heat up now offensively, trading field goals, 15-8 Pierce. High pick and roll, Weber to Skiba, that's off. Rebound, Jacob Streit, doubled, and we've got our first foul. It'll be a reach in on Nick Harold. Harold reaching in on Jacob Streit, and now Noah Bozer will enter the game for Harold with 12:21 to go in the half. The Pioneers up by seven here over seventh-ranked undefeated Eden Valley Watkins. Jansen guarded by Bozer, steps across midcourt. Now Schlangen off from Matthijs. Here's a free throw line pull-up. Skiba deflected a pass inside for Streit. It comes down in the hands of Noah Bozer. Another Eagle turnover here. Bolzer will leave it off now for Johnny Casper with 11:55 to go in the half. Bolzer left side on Jacob Streit. Wants Skiba to come screen. Bolzer will float baseline, miss it, rebound, battled for, won by Matthijs. Matthijs up the right sideline now. Little hesitation drive, kickback for Jansen. Three, up and off, rebound Lochner. Outlet Casper. Team's going up and down here. Johnny will stop from 16. That's off. Rebound. Lochner had it in his hands. Lost it. It's on the floor. Bozer gets down and dirty and tips it out to Casper to keep the possession alive for Pierce. 15-8 Pierce. 11:20 to go. Here's Weber working inside. Now off for Skiba. Skiba left side of the lane. He'll put up a six-footer and rattle it in. Robbie Skiba's got four, and it's a 17-8 Pierce lead as Deshaun James prepares to come in. To the left side now. This is Jacob Streit. Lochner fronting Schlangen inside to deny the post. Here's a Jansen three, an arcing three, drops through. Jansen with five, and it cuts the Pioneer lead to six. Pierce jumped out to the 7-0 lead, and it's been floating. This is actually as close as the Eagles have been now since that 7-0 start for the Pioneers. They've got it down to six. There's a finger roll, no good by Weber, and the rebound controlled by Streit. Jared Streit off for Reese Jansen. He was a quarterback on their football team. Works on Bozer out front. Works it to the left side now for Jacob Streit. Off for Matthijs, right side of the arc. Stop and pop in the lane. Too hard off the glass. Rebound comes down to Ethan Lochner for the Pioneers. Here's Casper. Hesitation, spin, left hand, no. Rebound, Streit clears. Matthijs coming back. One-on-one the other way with Weber. And they're going to get a blocking foul on Aaron Weber. And that'll be the first on Aaron's second team foul. Exactly 10 minutes to go in the half. Into the lineup for the Eagles come Greg Lux, a 6'2 sophomore for Austin Schlangen. And Deshaun James will replace Reese Jansen. James, a 5'7 junior. 10 minutes to play in the half. It's 17-11. Broderick Leshinsky will come in, and Leshinsky will replace Weber. Eagle ball underneath. Jacob Streit to throw it in. And He's looking, finds Matice in the left corner. Matice will dribble out front. Guarded by Bolzer. Pioneers have stuck with the man-to-man. Now it's Lux on his first touch. Also, likewise, James touches the ball for the first time. Back to Lux out top. Now Strite. He will pop from outside. He's not adverse to letting one fly from deep. Here's a drive by Jared Strite up and in. Or Jacob Strite, excuse me. Jacob Strite with the baseline runner, and it's 17-13. Now Harold at the point. Nick with Bolzer, Skiba, Lochner, and Leshinsky on the court. Drop pass, Lochner. Got off balance, found Bolzer. Bolzer blows by Strite and scores out the glass. Pioneers are really doing a nice job looking for the open man tonight and getting it to him in scoring position and finishing. 19-13, 9 minutes to go. There's a lob put up and in by Jared Strite. And now all five Eden Valley Watkins scorers starters have scored. And a hand check on Deshaun James out front against Nick Harold. First on James, first Eagle foul with 8:52 to go in the half. Pioneers 19, Eagles 15. Strite was held scoreless against Holding Ford Friday night. 1,000-point score kept off the scoreboard. Out front, Robbie Skiba. Now Nick Harold in front of the Eagle bench to my right as the Pioneers work their offense left to right. Leshinsky, right block against Matice, leaves it back out for Nick Harold. Harold, high screen from Skiba. Nick drives, had it knocked away. Here come the Eagles. Deshaun James looks ahead. This is Jacob Strite up and in. Four for Jacob Strite. And the Eagles are within two, 19-17. Jacob Strite averaging 2 points a game. He's got four, and now Leshinsky dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. And now Travis Thielen will come in for the first time for the Eagles. And Jacob Strite will leave, and Johnny Casper and Aaron Weber return. 8:10 to go, Piers 19, Eden Valley Watkins 17. Thielen on the right wing, out top for Lux to James, quickly to Matice. He gets loose to the rim and scores, and we're tied. That is 6 points for Brett Matice, and the Eagles have erased that deficit of nine. It is now tied up at 19. Schlangen ready to return for the Eagles. Here's Casper getting deep inside, threw it away. Matice, lead pass ahead for Thielen, finds a trailing Lux for two, and the Eagles have taken the lead. 21-19. The Eagles by two. Now it's Casper near the logo at midcourt. 7:25 to go in the half. Weber drives and dishes to Harold. Harold at the free throw line, now to the left elbow. Back out front for Weber. Weber has Matice defending him. Skiba comes out to screen. Now Skiba gets a pass. Had Lochner and he threw it away. Too high. And now Schlangen will come in. Austin will replace Jared Strite in the lineup. 7:09 to go here in the half. The Eagles have moved ahead by two, 21-19. Now Matice leaves it off to Greg Lux on the left wing in front of the Pioneer coaches. Out top for Schlangen. Looks back door, not there. Matice got Casper off his feet. Fires a 12-footer and hits it. Eight for Matice. And now it's a four-point Eagle lead. 23-19, the Eagles. Here's Casper for Lochner. Top of the key, now Weber. Weber drives on Thielen. They'll get a hand check on Travis Thielen. His first second-team foul.
Foul's called on number 10, Travis Thielen.
His first. And now David Skiba will make his first appearance, and Ethan Lochner will check out.
David Skiba.
6:38 to go in the half. Pass in Harold for Aaron Weber. Weber with Thielen defending. Beats him off the dribble. Finds Skiba inside. That's Robbie. Nick Harold off a kickout pass. No. Rebound Matice. Eagles look to run. 3-on-2. Matice. Pull-up jumper in the lane is good again. 10 for Matice. Timeout Pioneers.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the near future? If so, give me a call, Dave Fisher, at 320-232-7771. Let me help you and guide you through the process. Remember, Dave Fisher, 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hi, this is Matt Pepping of the Pierce Pioneers. Be sure to listen to Pioneer Sports all season long on You Are Their Sports.
Well, the Pioneers started out hot. They've cooled off, and the Eagles have certainly picked up their game. After a 7-0 start for Pierce, it's now Eden Valley Watkins by 6, 25-19. Each team has used a timeout. Weber, right side. This now is Johnny Casper against James. Baseline drive, stepped out of bounds. Turnover. And now Jared Streit is back in. Here comes Reese Jansen and Jacob Streit as well. James, Lux, and Thielen will sit. So the original five out there for both teams right now. No, I'm sorry, David Skiba is out. Lochner on the bench. Here's Matice as we're under 6 minutes now to play. Schlong into the left corner, Jacob Streit. Now it's Jared Streit against Robbie Skiba. Here's Matice for Schlongen. Schlongen holding it out on the rim, guarded by David Skiba. Out front, here's Streit. Streit back to Matice. Dumps it down low for the posting up Schlongen back to the basket. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Johnny Casper. It'll belong to the Eagles. Baseline right side. They lob it out to the free throw line to Austin Schlongen. He collects it for Matice. Now Jacob Streit for Jared Streit. Posting up on Skiba. Trying to muscle him up with the left hand for two. Jared Streit. 4 points, and it's an 8-point lead now for the Eagles at 27-19. The Pioneers have been sitting on 19 for a long time. Here's Skiba. This is Robbie for Weber. Weber leaves it inside, and it's tied up. And Skiba off for David Skiba for two. Robbie on the floor just flipped it up to younger brother David, who put it in. Now it's Jared Streit. Cross court, Schlongen. 17-foot look is hard and off the rim into the hands of Aaron Weber on the rebound. 4:42 to play in the half. 27-21 Eagles. Weber on Matice for Harold out top. Free throw line, Skiba will not get the roll. Schlongen up above everybody to pull down the board. Quickly into the hands of Brett Matice on the right side. Pops a three, no rebound. Harold, here comes Pierce. Harold and Casper, two on two. Nick right to the rim, and he scores. He split the defense and put the bucket in. He'll draw the foul and shoot one. And the foul is on Reese Jansen, his first third team foul. Bozer comes in for David Skiba. Harold is 18 for 20 from the line this year, shooting 90%. 4:21 to go, Eagles by four. And Harold trying to make it a three-point game. He does. Nick now with 6 points. Seven different Pioneers have scored. It's a three-point Eagle lead. Jared Streit drives the lane, leans in too hard. Casper had the rebound tipped away, and they get it back down low for Jared Streit. Tough to stop down there. It's 29-24, 6-6, and just moving people out of the way. Here's Casper driving off balance and off the mark. Rebound for the Eagles, and it's back to Jansen. And the ball kicked out of bounds by Nick Harold as the Eagles look to move it up. Pass in midcourt for Reese Jansen with 3:50 left in a quick first half here. Each team has used a timeout as the Eagles have the lead at 5. Now Schlangen for Jacob Streit. Long three is no good. Rebound Jansen as he followed up, and they're going to get a Pioneer foul on the putback, and it's on Weber, his second. And the Eagles will shoot their first free throw tonight, and it's Reese Jansen, the sophomore. Shooting two, the first is in and out, no good. He's got 5 points so far as Lochner now returns. Reese is a 58% free throw shooter. He's now 11 for 20 this year. Weber comes out, Johnny Casper, our Bozer back in, so it's Lochner, Robbie Skiba, Nick Harrell, Johnny Casper, Noah Bozer, and he missed them both. Rebound taken by Robbie Skiba. 3:35 in the half here. Pierce is down by 5. Bozer's 3, too long, and the rebound tipped out of bounds. Who got it? It's the Eagles. Ball touched last by Ethan Lochner. Eden Valley Watkins 29, Pierce 24. 3:25 to go as Reese Jansen brings it up court. Jansen met by Nick Harold. Now to the left side. Jacob Streit for Matthijs. Whistle traveling called on Matthijs. Turnover to Pierce. Pierce down by 5. They led 7-0 to start the ball game. Now the Eagles have taken the lead and held it for about the second half of this first half. Harold into the lane, back out for Johnny. A three-pointer for Johnny is too long. Rebound won by Bozer. Harold's three from the right side is off. Rebound tipped by Lochner. Finally came down to Jared Streit, and the big fella takes it into the front court. Back out for Jacob Streit. Now Matthijs is left alone for a three. No rebound, Robbie Skiba. 2:40 left, and a pass deflected out of bounds by the Eagles' Jacob Streit, intended for Harold. Bozer will pass in. Greg Lux makes his second entrance into the ball game. And Jacob Streit will take a seat. Here's Johnny Casper, right corner. Throws it inside for Robbie Skiba. Goes reverse with a nice touch. He goes from right baseline to left baseline and laid it up and in. 29-26 Eagles. That's 6 for Robbie tonight. 2:20 left in the half. Jansen to the right corner. Matthijs in the lane. Head fake. Dump pass inside. Streit up and in. Jared Streit's got 8. Good look there from Brett Matthijs. Casper back to the other end. On offense for the Pioneers. Now Harold left corner. Goes baseline. Right side. Here's a Bozer 3. Noah buries the 3 from the corner. 5 for Noah Bozer. It's down to 2. 31-29. Harold and Bozer have hit 3-pointers here in the half for the Pioneers. Matthijs for Schlangen out top. Into the high post for Streit. Doubled by Skiba and Lochner. Back now for Greg Lux. One dribble for Brett Matthijs. They'll try and get the ball into his hands as much as they can. Here's Streit up and off. Followed his own miss on the opposite side. Back to Matthijs. Jump stop into the lane. High arcing shot is up and in.
Number 5, Brett Matthijs.
12 first half points for Matthijs. And it's 33-29. Casper spinning. Stopped. Skiba, bounce pass, Lochner open underneath, and he goes, and he's fouled. Lochner with a nice pass from Skiba, and Lochner's got 6. And the foul's on Jared Streit, his first, and it's the 4th Eagle foul. One shot for Ethan Lochner, the 6'4 senior. Ethan is 62% from the line this year. That one is good. 3-point play for Ethan Lochner. 7 first half points for Ethan. His best offensive game since he went off for 21 up in Staples to open the year. He's had a combined 7 points in the last 3 games. He's got 7 here in the first half. 1:03 to go. Whistle 3 seconds. 3-second violation on the Eagles, and with 1:03 to go. Boy, you don't see 3 seconds called much anymore. That's a throwback call. So Casper front court, the Pioneers can retake the lead here late, down by 1, 33-32. Casper dribbled it off a foot. It's loose, still loose. Casper tips it, finally loose. Casper with the ball in his hands for the 4th time, Down low, Lochner doubled, scoops it inside. Skiba up, no. Rebound tipped and out. It'll be Eagle ball. Boy, that was sloppy action there. 36 seconds left. Some pressure by the Pioneers. Matice to trigger it in. Coming to the ball is Strike. Gets it back to Matice. 33 to play in the half. Here's Matice pulling up from 16. It's too hard. Rebound loose on the floor. It's still loose. They're going to get a held ball, and the Eagles control the arrow on the alternating arrow. 24.8 seconds left. Broderick Leshinsky will check in. And who's going to come out? Johnny Casper. Very good first half here. Piers trailing by one, 33-32 to undefeated Eden Valley Watkins. Eagles ball. Schlangen takes it right corner front court. Into Stride, he got loose and jams it home. 35-32 with 15 to go. That's 10 points for Jared Stride. A three-pointer would send us to the locker room tied at half. 7 seconds. Harold knifing in, draws a foul. He'll shoot two with 4 seconds left. We'll see who the Eagle foul is on. It's on Austin Schlangen. His first, team's fifth. Pioneers' best free throw shooter, Nick Harold, at the line for two. 35-32 Eagles. Up and no good. Rare miss for Nick. Only his third miss this year. 4.4 to play. On its way, and it's good. 7 for Nick Harold. 2-point game. Here's Thielen, and it's... They're going to call a foul with 1.1. Oh, they're calling. What do we got? We do have a foul. It's Broderick Leshinsky on the foul.
Broderick Leshinsky, his first.
Leshinsky, Pioneers were deliberately trying to foul there and not let them get a shot off because they're nowhere near the bonus. We're down to 1.1. Strike from 30. No good, and that's halftime. Eden Valley Watkins, 35, Pierce, 33 at the break. The teams head to the locker rooms. We'll begin the halftime show when we come back to youaretheresports.com.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the near future? If so, give me a call, Dave Fisher, at 320-232-7771. Let me help you and guide you through the process. Remember, Dave Fisher, 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7.
Hi, this is Kayla Carter of the Pioneers, wishing you and your loved ones peace, health, happiness, and prosperity in the coming new year.
Welcome back to the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce, where we've played one half of basketball with 7th-ranked undefeated Eden Valley Watkins holding a 2-point lead on the Pioneers. It's 35-33. As we take a look at the numbers for the Eagles, Reese Jansen has 5, 12 for Brett Matice, 10 for Jared Streit, Jacob Streit has 4, Austin Schlangen with 2, Greg Lux has 2. They attempted just 2 free throws in the half. and they missed them both. Reese Jansen was 0-for-2, playing but not scoring in the first half. Deshaun James and Travis Thielen, as Coach Langer played 8 men in the half. No foul trouble for the Eagles. They committed 5 fouls. No individual had more than one. Among the starters with 1 foul, Reese Jansen, Jared Streit, and Austin Schlangen. Off the bench, Deshaun James and Travis Thielen were whistled for fouls. Coach Langer used 1 timeout. He's got 4 remaining. For Piers, their totals: Ethan Lochner has 7. Nick Harold has 7. Robbie Skiba's got 6. Noah Bozer with 5. Johnny Casper has 4. Aaron Weber, 2. And David Skiba's got 2. Piers, 3 of 4 from the free throw line in the first half. Foul situation for Piers: 2 on Aaron Weber, 1 on Nick Harold, 1 on Broderick Leshinsky. Coach Pepping used 1 timeout. He's got 4 remaining as the Piers Pizzazz dance team outperforming here at the halfway point. Piers jumped out to a 7-0 lead, then went up 11-2, their biggest lead of 9. But the Eagles reeled them back in, eventually took the lead midway through the half, and they have held that lead now since about the 9-minute mark. But it's only a 2-point margin. Eden Valley Watkins, 35. Piers, 33 at halftime. We'll take a look at the schedule around Central Minnesota, both boys and girls. We'll do that next. It's the halftime show from the Memorial Athletic Center in Piers, where the Eagles lead the Pioneers by 2.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the near future? If so, give me a call, Dave Fisher, at 320-232-7771. Let me help you and guide you through the process. Remember, Dave Fisher, 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Graham, representing the Piers Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan 2 routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department and youaretheresports.com.
My fellow classmates, this is the most exciting time of our lives. A time to IM, a time to talk about each other, a time to play video games so late you sleep all day and your mom covers for you. Yeah. We'll never forget what we experienced together, like watching TV and driving around and stopping at the drive-thru. These are the times to remember. Like that one time that funny thing happened to that one guy, or what's his name, or maybe it was that one girl. Anyway, to everyone we never really knew, let's party a lot this summer, because you always seemed really cool in physics or whatever. Today, nothing's out of reach, except college, since we pretty much blew the last 4 years. But they were the best years of our lives. I believe we can fly. I believe we can touch the sky. Maybe that's last night talking. Who knows?
Yeah!
Thank you.
If you don't do anything now, you might not do much later. Get involved and get something worth remembering. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushville, Piers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that help make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers!
This is Shelby. May your Christmas sparkle with moments of love, laughter, and goodwill. And may the year ahead be full of contentment and joy. Have a Merry Christmas.
We are at the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce tonight. It's halftime, where the Pioneers trail Eden Valley Watkins by 2, 35-33 in the JV and C squad games earlier tonight. C squad went to Eden Valley Watkins 31-22. For the Pioneers, Alec Lochner had 6 points. He also had 5 steals in that game. Preston Rushlow had 5 tonight. Ben Harold had 4 points, 3 for Johnny Hopkins. Terrell Shaw had 2, and Jesse Marshick with 2. Harold, Lochner, and Rushlow tied for the team lead in rebounding in that C-Squad game with 3 apiece. In the JV game, it went to Eden Valley Watkins in a close one, 48-45. For the Pioneers, leading the way, Matt Towges with 16 points. 10 for Broderick Leshinsky, 3 for Brent Dorn. Dorn leading the team with 9 rebounds. 2 points for Lucas Oddie. 2 for Oscar Nielsen. 1 for Chris Marshick. And 1 for David Skiba. Chris Marshick had 6 rebounds tonight. Brent Dorn led the team in assists with 4. So 48-45. Eagles could make it a program sweep if they hold on to their second half lead. Elsewhere tonight, this is the only head-to-head conference game. There are 3 other games involving CMC boys teams tonight. Rockford is at home against Norwood Young America. Kimball has gone to Uppsala tonight, and Holdingford is home against Foley. Other boys games include Little Falls at home against Alexandria. Malak is at Annandale. Sartell is at Fergus Falls. Zimmerman is visiting Ricori. Albany at Sauk Rapids. Melrose is in Litchfield. Pequot Lakes, the Pioneers' next opponent. That's Thursday night up in Pequot. They're at Park Rapids tonight. Brainerd is at Bemidji. Sabika's in Pillager. Staples Motley at Nevis. And East Central is visiting Aitken. On the girls' side of things, the Pioneer girls are down in Kimball tonight, facing the Cubs in CMC play. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead at Eden Valley Watkins tonight. Rockford is at BBE, Holdingford at Maple Lake. It's a full slate of girls conference action tonight. Uppsala is at Browerville, Long Prairie Gray Eagle at Osakis, among other games. Foley home to Zimmerman, Albany at Sauk Rapids, Brainerd at Sartell, Wilmer Apollo, Ricori and Tech. We are underway in the second half. The Pioneers with possession down by 2. Casper, Harold, Lochner, Skiba, and Weber, the starting 5. Eagles go zone out of the halftime break. Weber left side. Out top again for Casper. It's Matthijs. Here's a Weber 3 for the lead. It is no. Rebound for Jared Streit. Up the left side now. Matthijs, pull up in transition, buries it. 14 for Matthijs, and it's 37-33 in favor of the Eagles. Harold will try a 3. That's good. Nick in double figures with 10, and the lead is 1, 37-36. Here now in the corner is Thielen. I should say Jansen, knocked out of bounds by Lochner. Matthijs' season high, 33 at home against Maple Lake. He's also had games of 25, 22 twice, 21. His low on the year, 8 against Painesville. They scoop it down low. Here's Jared Streit going right to the rim, and he's going to draw a foul. Jared Streit will go to the line. Robbie Skiba, his first team's first. Very few whistles in the first half for Strite on the season. First is up and good. 11. Strite season high 30 against Painesville. Strite on the year is a 59% free throw shooter. He makes both. He's got a dozen points, and the lead is three, 39-36. Casper for Harold. Right corner, Lochner. Lochner holds it overhead, skips it back out for Nick. Nick with Strite defending. That's a size mismatch. Ball knocked away. Weber gets it back in the corner. Finds Lochner now right wing. Ethan, one dribble and hands back to Nick. Nick Harold at the top with Matice. Now it's Johnny Casper. 16 and a half minutes to go. Harold, right side for Weber. Into the lane. Johnny tried to scoop it through. Too many hands. It's deflected to Matice. Matice now right side. Free throw line with the left-hand dribble. Hands it off. Here's Jansen driving and off the rim. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Johnny. Johnny ahead for Nick Harold. Left wing in front of his bench. Drives by Matice. Flips it back out for Weber. Weber drives the lane. Floats it up short. Rebound underneath. Taken by Reese Jansen. Jansen looks ahead. Matice off his fingers. Here comes Casper, and he threw it right away to Schlangen. He'll get it now into the controlled hands of Reese Jansen, who will settle things down here for the Eagles. There's a dump down pass. Matice gets loose and scores on the baseline. 16 for Matice, and the lead is back to five. Pioneers had gotten it to one, but four straight by the Eagles, all by Matice, and it's 41-36. Here's Lochner down low, right block, kick ball. He tried to bounce one in the lane, and Schlangen stuck the foot out and kicked it away. 41-36, 15 and a half to play here. Weber will throw it in. In for Lochner, hands it back for Aaron Weber. Drives, poked away by Jacob Strite, right to Matice. Matice now back the other way with Casper defending. Pull up, and it's too hard. Rebound, Lochner. Ethan, double down low. They're going to get Strite reaching in. Jared Strite for his second. That's the first foul on the Eagles this half. It comes with 15-15 to play. 5-point deficit here for the Pioneers, 41-36. Here now Casper slowly advancing the ball across midcourt on the right sideline. Here's Skiba quickly to Lochner, right wing to Johnny. Johnny will drive, pull up over Schlangen, partially deflected. Skiba gets it. Now it comes down Weber. Weber had it knocked away. Skiba picks it up, puts it up, doesn't go. Lochner reaches for the board. Harold left side. Ball kicked by Matice and a kick ball. And the referee blows the whistle. It'll be an inbounds for the Pioneers in front of their bench. 14:45 to go. Eagles 41, Pioneers 36. Harold, Casper, Lochner, Skiba, and Weber. Matice, Schlangen, Strite, and Jansen. High post for Skiba, facing the basket. Now pivots back for Johnny. A three, too hard. Rebound. Strite whips it ahead, one-on-one now, Matice and Casper, and Johnny picks it clean. Johnny races up court. Johnny now explodes, baseline fouled by Schlangen. Second on Schlangen, second team foul. Boy, Johnny somehow able to strip the ball as Matice went up for the shot. 14:24 to go. Baseline right pass in. Weber in for Johnny Casper. Out top, Harold. Nick goes inside, lost the dribble to Jansen. Whistle, they call him for a double dribble. Back-to-back turnovers. Keeps possession with Piers. 14:18 left. 41-36. Eden Valley Watkins with the lead. Weber for Lochner. Back now where Weber finds Casper. Johnny. Jump start, now baseline, still with the dribble. Pass inside, hit the bottom of the rim. Picked up by Skiba, who banks it in. Robbie Skiba's got eight. 41-38, Eagles by three. Right side, here's Strite posting up. Out top, Schlangen. Left side, Jacob Strite. Three-pointer is good.
Three-pointer by number two, Jacob Strite.
Jacob Strite's got seven, and it's a six-point lead, 44-38. Jacob Streit, only 19% from three-point land, but he hit that one cleanly. Casper throws it down low for Lochner. Not there, so back to Johnny. Three for Johnny is good. Casper with the three from the left side. That's his first made three of the year for Johnny, and it's 44-41. Schlangen now for Reese Jansen. Dumps it to the right corner. Jacob Streit again. That's off, and Streit just pushed Weber out of the way with one hand, ripped down the rebound with the other, and they're going to get a Pioneer foul. Weber, his third. Boy. Now Deshaun James will come in. Streit at the line with a dozen points, two for two. Boy, Streit just stiff-armed Aaron out of the way with his left arm, pulled the rebound down with his right, and they called Aaron for the fouls. First free throw is good, 13 for Streit. 45-41, Schlangen sits, and Jansen sits down as well. Lux is in the game. The free throw is no good, and the rebound is taken by Ethan Lochner. Now it's Johnny Casper. Johnny with the ball down to the right block. Hands it off to Robbie Skiba. Now back into the hands of Johnny. James on him. Now he backs off and resets the offense. We're down to 12:50 to go in the half, or in this second half. Weber. Lochner. Oh, he got off balance. Finds Harold out front. Harold got a screen. Shot up in the lane is good. Nick Harold able to hang in the air and knock down a 12-footer. 12 for Harold, and it's 45-43. Pioneers hanging around. Here's Lux out front. Now for Jacob Streit. Streit for James, left side. Out top for Lux. Lux for the posting up. Jared Streit for two. 15 for Streit. Almost impossible to stop down low. So big and strong. Now Casper pulls up, fires, misses. Lochner rebound. Back for Robbie Skiba from the baseline. Off, rebound. Jacob Streit for the Eagles as we hit the 12-minute mark. Now it's Jacob Streit for Matthijs, top of the key. Matthijs with 16 points. 15 for Jared Streit. As usual, their top two scorers. Now Streit at the free throw line. Right side, Deshaun James. Goes by Harold, blocked from behind, but a whistle and a foul will send Deshaun James to the line. Nick Harold called for the foul, his second team foul. And Deshaun James shooting two. Scoreless tonight, 5'7 junior, puts it up and in. Now Noah Bozer for Ethan Lochner replacement. James now 5-for-7 from the free throw line this year. Not a lot of chances, but when he does get there, he's pretty good. Second is up and also good. Eden Valley Watkins by 6, 49-43 with 11:35 to play. Casper picked up his dribble out front. Now Weber comes around to help him out. Aaron working on Matthijs, spinning into the lane. Finger roll high off the glass. Rebound, Jacob Streit. Good job by the Eagles to alter the shot. Now it's Matthijs. Hesitation move, left baseline. Stop, shot, no. Rebound tipped by Bozer. Taken by Bozer. Lead pass ahead. Harold, can he save it? No, it's out of bounds to the Eagles. Pioneers almost had a break. And Jacob Streit will inbounds with 11:09 to go. Matthijs jogs it up court. Left side, Jacob Streit, two steps behind the arc. Now Jared Streit out high to Matthijs in front of his own bench for Lux. Quickly to the left side for Jacob Streit. Matthijs posting up inside, asking for it, doesn't get it. Now Lux right wing for Streit. Patient trip down court. Left side in the corner, Deshaun James. One dribble and stop, throw inside. Skiba leaps up and he'll be called for a foul as Robbie picks up his second, third team foul.
Number 23, Robbie Skiba.
Closest game for the Eagles this year, 4-point win at home against Maple Lake, a 10-point win against Rockford. That was down in Rockford. And then they beat New London in Eden Valley by 7. So three games by 10 or less among their 7. To the left side, Matice left alone for 3, rims it out. Casper wins the battle for the rebound. Johnny back the other way for Bozer, right wing. Now corner right side for Weber. Back for Noah, 3 shot, 3-pointer no. Skiba tips the rebound to Harold. Another chance for Piers. Harold drives, still with the dribble alive, looking for room. Off balance, blocked by Jacob Streit. Now into the hands of Matice. We're under 10 minutes left. Matice. Off for Jacob Streit. Right corner. 17-footer. Jared Streit buried it. And a timeout for Coach Pepping and the Pioneers as the Eagles lead by 8. 51-43 with 9:50 to play. We're back to the MAC after this.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammon, representing the Pierce Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan 2 routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and youaretheresports.com.
This year's Piers wrestling season is being wrestled in honor of Jared Tamala. For those of you who don't know Jared, wrestling was one of his great loves. Jared passed away at the end of his third grade year. He would have been a senior this year wrestling for the Pioneers. Jared's family does an annual toy drive in honor of Jared, bringing toys and gifts to other boys and girls who are fighting cancer at the hospital in the cities where Jared was treated. This year, the Piers Wrestling Club has paired up with them to make this a success. At the December 19th Triangular versus Malacca and Mille Lacs, if you bring in a toy or offer a monetary donation, the Wrestling Booster Club will pay your admission fee for your admittance into the match. We hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Oscar of the Pioneers. May all the joys of Christmas fill your heart throughout the new year.
Okay, coming out of the timeout, Noah Bozer misses a 3. Now the Eagles with the ball, and it's Matice launching. No, long rebound to the corner, taken by Johnny Casper. Here comes Harold, left corner. Weber goes baseline, leans in, contact, no call, ball loose, rebound for Greg Lux and the Eagles. Eagles 51, Pioneers 43, 9:05 left. Here's a pull-up, no, off the shoulders of Schlangen. Schlangen looks back as Reese Jansen pulled up from the free throw line. Everybody in white thought Jansen was going to take the shot. Instead, he elevated and then threw a dump-down pass that went off the shoulder of Schlangen, who was looking up to position for the rebound. So it's Piers basketball, 8:55 to go. It was 2 points at half, 35-33. Broderick Leshinsky in the ball game now, along with Harold, Bozer, Casper, and Lochner. Harold out top for Ethan. Ethan from a step inside the circle. No, Matice up for the rebound. Pioneers have gone to their small lineup right now. Drop pass inside for the Eagles, Lux, and they're going to get Leshinsky on a foul. Two on Broderick Leshinsky. Fourth team foul as Lux and Leshinsky battled. And now we get Travis Thielen into the game for Matice. 8.5 minutes left. The Eagles go to their holiday tournament at St. John's Prep starting on Thursday. Pioneers go to Pequot Lakes Thursday night. That's our next broadcast here on You Are There Sports. Out top, into the high post, Schlangen against Lochner, back out for Thielen. Thielen got bumped by Casper, a little excuse me type foul, and Johnny gets his first foul of the night, 15 foul. Johnny anticipating the passing lane, got there just late, and bumped shoulders with Thielen. And now we get Jared Streit back in. 7 this half, 17 in the game for Streit. He's now the game's top scorer. And here comes Robbie Skiba as Coach Pepping counters the move by Coach Langer. When Streit came in, Matt countered with his physical player. There's a tip ball by Casper, and he's off and running. Casper up and no, but a foul on James. That's 2 on James, third team foul, and Johnny Casper will shoot 2 shots. Johnny's got 7 points tonight.
His second.
Johnny's season high was 14 in the opener against Staples Motley. Shooting two, first is good. Eight tonight. Johnny coming off a 5-point game at Bruton on Friday. Casper about 75% from the line this year. One of two this trip. And Casper racing after it, almost saved it. He almost deflected his missed free throw off of Schlangen. But it goes out of bounds off Casper. And now Matthijs, after a quick breather, will come back in, replacing Deshaun James. So it's Schlangen, Jared Streit, Matthijs, Jansen, and Thielen on the court. Pressure by the Pioneers in the backcourt. They get it to Jansen. Coming up on 8 minutes left to play. Jansen front court now being guarded by Casper. Now to Jared Streit. Back to Jansen. Thielen out top. Left to center. Now out towards the logo at midcourt. Reese Jansen guarded by Casper in the man-to-man. To Matthijs. Now Schlangen throws it down low, but it hit the rim. Pioneers looking to run. Down seven. Casper stopped at the free throw line. Elevates. Shoots. Missed it. Rebound tipped to Harold in the corner. Nick Harold for Skiba. Back to Johnny. Right side, Bozer. Bozer on the wing. Looking to take Thielen off the dribble. Instead, gives it up. Good defense by Travis Thielen. Back in the hands now of Bozer. Right side of the arc. Got a screen from Skiba. Goes baseline. Shoots. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Lochner collects it. Puts it up. Blocked by Streit. Coming flying over. Weak side block there by Streit. Lob pass ahead. Skiba tips it. Streit touched it last. It's out of bounds. 7:04 to go. Pioneers are down by seven as Aaron Weber checks in. Weber for Bozer. Lochner, Casper, Weber, Skiba, and Harold. Starting five for Piers out there. Matthijs, Streit, Schlangen, Thielen, and Jansen for Piers. And now Jacob Streit will check in at the next dead ball. 6:50 to go. Weber leaves it for Skiba off Robbie's hands. Into Jansen, and he will bring it back the other way. Eagles going left to right, all white with navy blue down the sides. And Eagles and letters. Right side, down to the corner. This is Schlangen overhead. Drives baseline, got by Lochner, up too hard. Rebound out of bounds. No, it stayed inside to Schlangen into Streit. Tried to dunk, blocked by Robbie Skiba. Saved in by Weber, and a foul on Streit. That is number three on Jared Streit. Fourth team foul. Robbie went up and blocked the dunk. Thielen out. Jacob Streit in with 6:22 to go. Eagles 51. Pioneers 44. Do the Pioneers have another push in them? Here's a foul called on Streit, and that's four. Casper attacked the rim, and Streit called for his fourth foul, including two in about the last 7 seconds. Casper will shoot a couple. Johnny at the line. Johnny, good. That's nine now for Casper. 51-45, and Streit takes a seat. It's Schlangen, Jacob Streit, Lux, Matthijs, and Jansen on the court for the Eagles. Second free throw around and in. Six this half, 10 in the game for Johnny Casper. 6:04 to go. Matthijs leaves it off for Greg Lux. Down low, Schlangen spinning on Lochner. Basket and the foul. Schlangen working hard down low. Good post-up move by Austin Schlangen, and Lochner called for the foul, his first. One shot for Austin Schlangen, the 6'6 senior. Schlangen is a 52% free throw shooter. Knocked that one home. Five for him. It's an 8-point game. 54-46. To the top now, right side for Weber. Weber Got a screen from Lochner, still with the dribble. Now for Bozer. Left side three is good for Noah Bozer. Eight for Noah. Front court for Jacob Streit. Hands back to Jansen. Jansen against Harold. 5:25 to go. Inside, Jansen draws contact, and he'll go to the line for two. Reese Jansen will step to the line. Pioneer foul on Nick Harold, his third, sixth team foul.
His third.
At the line, Reese Jansen, 0 for 2 tonight. 5 points, all in the half. That one rolls around and in. 7 of 8 this half for the Eagles, 7 of 10 in the game. Free throw is up and good. 7 now for Jansen, knocking down the pair of free throws to extend the lead back to 7. 56-49, Harold hands off to Aaron Weber. Aaron has been very quiet offensively tonight. He has just 2 points, averaging 18 a game. Casper inside. Lochner with a rebound, and then he threw it away to Lux. Pioneers had an opportunity and give it up with a turnover. Lead pass ahead. This is Jacob Streit. Thought about a three and holds it and instead starts the offense. Matice challenges inside and scores. And that's 18 for Matice. Here's Weber. Out top, Casper. He'll try a three. It's short. Rebound, Eagles. Jacob Streit cradles the ball and hands it off to Brett Matice. They can put it into double figures for the first time tonight as Casper will be called for a reach-in foul. Tried to pick the pocket of Brett Matice. Number two on Johnny. And now the Eagles will start the free throw line parade as they are now into the bonus situation. Here comes Robbie Skiba and Broderick Leshinsky in. 4:27 left to play. Eagles 58, Pioneers 49. Matice, the bonus. These are his first free throw attempts tonight. On the season, 73%, 24-33. Good. Matice with 19. This would be his sixth 20-point game in 8 contests this year. And it is. 20 for Matice. And now James will replace Jacob Streit in the lineup. For the first time tonight, it's double figures in the lead column for the Eagles. 60-49 with 4:22 left. Harold dribbling, picked it up. And now finds Robbie Skiba. Got Lux off his feet. Throws up a lefty. No. Rebound, Weber. Weber out front. Aaron finds Nick Harold coming around. Nick trying to take James off the dribble for Leshinsky. Touch pass for Bozer. Noah's three is good. And then a timeout for the Pioneers. Bozer hit that over Jansen. And a quick timeout by Coach Pepping. With exactly 4 minutes to go, it's Eden Valley Watkins 60, Piers 52 on youaretheresports.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushville, Piers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that help make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers!
A wish for peace and happiness at Christmas and throughout the new year from Robbie Skiba and the Pioneers.
Minutes exactly left in regulation. Do the Pioneers have enough time? I think so. 8 points, not insurmountable. 60-52, Eagles with the lead. Full court pressure now by Pierce. Pierce, two timeouts remaining. Jansen ahead to Schlangen. It's a two-on-two. Austin will slow it down and get it back into the veteran hands of Brett Matice. Matice hands it to Reese Jansen. to Schlong and almost stolen by Skiba. Eagles keep it, though. Matice flips it back out for Jansen. Now Jacob Streit, left wing against Weber. Aaron putting a body on him. Now it's Matice with the ball against Broderick Leshinsky, and he recycles the offense to midcourt near the logo to the right side. Here's Schlongen posting up on Skiba. Head fake, not there. James, free throw line, works it back out front, and they reset. 3:20 left to play. Matice against Noah Bozer. Jansen comes out, takes the handoff from Matice. Left side, James. Left corner, Jacob Streit. Down low, Matice seals off. Bozer gets it inside to score. 22 for Matice in a half-court possession that took a minute off the clock in a game that only had 4 minutes left. That's a big possession there for the Eagles. Noah Bozer out top. 62-52 now. Pioneers are going to have to start to figure that the clock is going to become a factor. Harold drives, whistle, hand check, foul called on the Eagles. James. 2:44 left. Deshaun James with his third, sixth team foul. Casper returns for Piers. Jared Streit back in. Schlongen leaves and Leshinsky sits. We've got wrestling coming up both Friday night and Saturday here on You Are There Sports. It's the big triangular with Malacca and Mille Lacs Friday night starting at 5, and then the Frazee duels coming up on Saturday. A floater in the lane is good for Weber. Weber with only 4 tonight makes it 62-54. On the other end, straight up, and a foul on Casper. Oh, they're going to call goaltending. No foul, a goaltending call. So credit Streit with the field goal to give him 19 tonight, and the lead is back to 10. 2:25 to go. Casper for Weber with Matice defending. Weber holding it, gives it up now, top of the key. Harold drives, drops back to the top of the key for Casper right side. Valuable time ticking off. Pioneers are down 10. Pass out front, chased down by Bozer. It was a free ball there for about 2 seconds. Now Casper, 2 minutes left to play. Back for Bozer. Pioneers don't really have the luxury of making 7-8 passes. They got to look for their first best shot, and they turn it over. They drove the lane, ball deflected into Matice's hands. Matice got by Casper, pull up jumper, good.
Basket by number 5, Brent Matice.
24 for Matice. 1:35 left. Here's Harold working his way inside for Skiba for 2. And Coach Pepping will use his timeout. Timeout for the Pioneers, 66-56 Eagles.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
May the Christmas season fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter. Happy holidays from Taylor Bozer and the Pioneers.
Eagle ball coming out of the timeout. Pressure by Piers. 1:25 to go. Eagles look to go to 8-0. They've got a 10-point lead. They'll just play keep away now in their four corners. Out top, Jacob Streit, and a foul called on Aaron Weber. That'll be number 4 on Aaron. And it'll be 1-1 for Jacob Streit. He's got 7 points tonight. No free throw attempts. Eighth team foul. Third personal on Weber. 66-56 with 1:16 to go. Eagles have been impressive from the line tonight. They have missed just once this half. And they've missed twice. Casper the rebound off the straight miss. 1:10 left. Weber left side. Screen from Skiba. Ball knocked away by Jared Streit. Then he threw it away to Casper. Quickly to Harold, right side. He challenges. No, found Weber for two. Six for Aaron Weber, and it's 66-58 with under a minute to go. Matice, and they're going to get a timeout. Adam Langer granted a timeout with 51 seconds remaining. The Eagles lead 66-58 as we come back to the Memorial Athletic Center right after this.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the near future? If so, give me a call, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me help you and guide you through the process. Remember, Dave Fisher, 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hi, this is Matt Pepino of the Pierce Pioneers. Be sure to listen to Pioneer Sports all season long on You Are Their Sports.
Eagles inbounds the ball after the timeout. They're up by 8, 45 seconds, and a quick foul. The Eagles back to the line. Four on Nick, and it'll be Reese Jansen stepping to the line, 1-1 with 44 to play. 7 points tonight for Jansen. He's 2 of 4. 3 of 5. 11 of 13 this half are the Eagles from the line. One more for the 5'11 sophomore, and he got it to go. Reese's dad, Tom, coaching his girls' team in action tonight at home, so he's not here to watch. 10-point lead cut to 7 as Weber hits a 3. Then a steal by Casper. Johnny spins and scores. 68-63, a 5-point game. Here comes Jashawn James, fouled by Robbie Skiba. Boy, that was a quick 5-point spurt. Foul on Robbie is his third, and it's 2 shots in the double bonus now for Jashawn James. Pioneers cut it from 68-58 to 68-63 in a hurry. James for 2. He's 2 for 2 tonight. No good. Keeps the door open for the Pioneers. 23 and a half seconds left. Pierce has 1 timeout left, 3 remaining for the Eagles. Next held ball, Eagles. Second is good. 1 of 2 for James. Lead is 6. It's a 2-possession game yet. Harold quickly. Front court. Nick dribbles, stops, finds Bozer with 18. Noah, not a shot, so goes to Casper. Right side, Harold. 13 to go. Back for Weber. Weber, leaner inside, off the mark. Rebound ripped away by Streit, and that will do it. Lead pass ahead. Matice will take it up in, and the final will be Eagles 71, Pioneers 63, your final score. We begin the postgame show next on YouAreTheirSports.com.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Hi, this is Kayla Carter of the Pioneers, wishing you and your loved ones peace, health, happiness, and prosperity in the coming new year.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the near future? If so, give me a call, Dave Fisher, at 320-232-7771. Let me help you and guide you through the process. Remember, Dave Fisher, 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushville, Peers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that help make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers!
This year's Piers wrestling season is being wrestled in honor of Jared Tamala. For those of you who don't know Jared, wrestling was one of his great loves. Jared passed away at the end of his third grade year. He would have been a senior this year wrestling for the Pioneers. Jared's family does an annual toy drive in honor of Jared, bringing toys and gifts to other boys and girls who are fighting cancer at the hospital in the cities where Jared was treated. This year, the Piers Wrestling Club has paired up with them to make this a success. At the December 19th Triangular versus Malacca and Mille Lacs, if you bring in a toy or offer a monetary donation, the Wrestling Booster Club will pay your admission fee for your admittance into the match. We hope to see you there.
Can you believe Christmas is right around the corner? Hi, this is Sarah from Radio Shack. Now through Saturday, get great deals on all our Verizon wireless phones and tablets. They make perfect gifts for anyone. You can get the iPhone 5C 8GB for free. And don't forget, you can add a tablet to your More Everything plan for just $10 a month. It's a last-minute gift sale going on now at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New two-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Hi, this is Ethan Lochner. Be sure to listen to Pioneer Sports all season long on YouAreThereSports.com.
Well, this one flew by tonight. Pioneers and Eagles at a very fast-paced game, and the Eagles stay undefeated 71-63. They defeat the Pioneers in their home opener tonight. Coach Pepping joins me here. And, Coach, boy, guys jumped out to a great start. You couldn't have asked for much more than the guys coming out of the gate than that.
Yeah, I thought we were really focused in warm-ups and in the locker room before the game, and that showed on the court to start.
The Eagles then kind of put things together, figured out what they wanted to try and do, and it started to work for them. They built a 9-point lead, and a lot of teams could have, you know, said, okay, that's it. But, boy, even right down to the end, when you were down 10, you scored five quick ones in about 3 seconds, and you made it real interesting right down to the wire tonight.
Yeah, the boys never gave up, even though we were down 10 with 50 seconds left. So, yeah, that was a good thing to see. And, yeah, if we play like this, we can win a lot of games.
I thought it was Johnny Casper's most aggressive game on both ends of the court tonight, looking for his shot, not just at the rim, but from medium, even knocked down his first three of the year tonight, and he really played a tight man-to-man defense for you, numerous steals as well.
Yeah, we told him to have confidence in your jump shot, and we watched the film of last year's game today, and he had a really good game knocking down jump shots. So, yeah, it showed tonight, and he got a little confidence, and once he gets going, he's hard to stop.
You know, Robbie by no means is a weakling, but boy, when Strite puts a body on you down low, he just tosses guys around.
Yeah, he's a tough matchup for us. I thought Robbie did his best on him.
Yeah.
He worked hard.
He blocked a dunk attempt.
Yeah, and he did a nice job. That's all you can ask.
Well, the Pioneers now, you go back on the road Thursday night. You head north now to Pequot Lakes. Pioneers, I think a lot more pluses than minuses in this game tonight for the Pioneers. You didn't get the W, but you know, I think you'll come away with this when you look at it and go to practice tomorrow, that some pretty good things.
Yeah, this is the best we've played, I thought, all year. And, we had some key turnovers, and they would have led to easy baskets for us. We threw one away with Nick on a fast break there. So, yeah, just a a little things we can sharpen up on.
Yeah. I think, you know, even in the half court, I mean, yep. they didn't get with it. When they go 6-6-6-6 inside like that, I bet you can count on one hand the number of second chance just putbacks near the rim they got tonight.
Yeah, we worked hard on the boards. Ethan Lochner was yep. in position a lot. I thought he played his best game next to Staples yep. of the year.
Yep. All right. We'll see you Thursday up in Pequot, Coach.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Matt Pepping, coach of the Pioneers. It's a 71-63 Eden Valley Watkins victory tonight as Coach Langer's squad improves to 8-0 on the year. And now they play tournament. They play three more games this week. They're at the St. John's tourney, and that is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That is the schedule for the Eden Valley Watkins Pioneers. As we take a look at the scoring here tonight, we start with the victorious Eagles. They are led by the guy that usually leads them. That is Brett Matice. Matice scores 26 tonight. Another good outing by the senior for the Eagles. 12 in the first half, 14 in the second half. Second on the scoring list tonight was Jared Streit. Another good balanced game. Streit, 10 in the first, 9 in the second. After that, 9 for Reese Jansen, 7 for Jacob Streit, and then 5 for Austin Schlangen. Off the bench, they got 3 points tonight from Deshaun James, 2 from Greg Lux. And playing but not scoring tonight for the Eagles was Travis Thielen. As a team, Eden Valley Watkins goes 13 for 18 from the free throw line. Pretty good. They were 13 of 16 in the second half. Only 2 attempts in the first half. So the Eagles now 8-0 as they head to St. John's Prep on Thursday. For the Pioneers, they had 4 players score in double figures tonight, but none with more than 12. Nick Harold and Johnny Casper, 12 each. 11 for Noah Bozer, 10 for Robbie Skiba, and right off the double-digit mark tonight, Aaron Weber ends up with 9, and Ethan Lochner was right there with 7. And 2 points for David Skiba. Playing but not scoring tonight for the Pioneers was Broderick Leshinsky. Piers, not a lot of chances from the stripe tonight. Only 6 of 8 free throw attempts for Coach Matt Pepping's squad. They fall to 2-3 overall, and now 1-3 within the conference. Eagles improve their CMC record to 4-0. Piers is at Pequot Lakes coming up on Thursday night, and that's our next broadcast right here on youaretheresports.com. So it goes 71-63 in favor of the Eagles. Good luck to them the rest of the way. The next time Piers and Eden Valley Watkins hook up, it will be February 5th, and that'll be down in Eden Valley Watkins, February 5th, for Piers and Eden Valley Watkins, Part 2. So we'll see you Thursday night up in Pequot Lakes. Friday, we are back here for wrestling action, the Triangular. Let's talk about that before we go again. That is Malacca and Mille Lacs here. It'll start at 5 o'clock, and the Pioneers will wrestle the first and third matches there. And don't forget, that's toy drive night as well for the Tamala family. If you bring an unwrapped toy or a monetary donation, the Wrestling Booster Club will pay your entrance fee to that triangular. So you can't beat that. That is Friday night here. Malacca, who is very good this year, and Mille Lacs in town as well. So two good rivals coming over here Friday night. And then the Frazee Duels. That's right. Piers is going to Frazee this year. We'll be up there on Saturday. And I believe I saw the brackets. Piers will wrestle Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Adam, come on up here. We will we'll have that 11 o'clock Piers and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial as Adam Langer, coach of the Eagles, will join us here. as a coach. Well, you got a battle from the Pioneers, but I think your team showed why they're going to be so good this year. They can stand the test and answer the bell in any number of ways. You can play up and down. You can play half court.
You know, tonight we knew coming in that it was going to be a battle. They aren't – they're so athletic, and you can't – we can't simulate that at practice, and as it showed in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But after that, I think we slowed down a little bit, and when we get a tendency to get up and down and we take bad shots, and we need to slow it down and get it inside, and that's what we were able to do.
One thing I like about your team that I noticed tonight, obviously you like to run the offense through Matthijs and Streit, but boy, when you want to settle down, you get the ball into Reese's hands out front, you know, being the quarterback in football, you know, there's not, even though he's just a sophomore, you just get that calming presence when he gets out there. Okay, now we can go from here.
Yeah, you know, it's a nice luxury to have. Last year, well, actually the last 3 years, Brett had to bring the ball up. He had to score. He had to play defense.
Carried
on their
a
best.
Heavy load.
He had
yeah.
to do everything. And now it's nice that offensively, Reese can bring the ball up and Brett can get a break standing at the wing for a minute or two. But he's – football helped him a lot. He was, like you said, our quarterback, and he definitely does a great job for us.
Jacob gives you a nice option out there as well, too. I mean, you know – again, those other guys get the headlines, but boy, you got to have everybody contribute, especially among your top five. You can't have any openings out there. If you're going to make a deep run, you got to have everybody be a threat. And Streit showed that he can step outside. He battles inside, and maybe not the frame of Jared Streit, but I mean, he gets his nose dirty in there.
Yeah, he does. It was nice to see that tonight. He's been playing pretty timid lately, and you know, and we just had to continue to tell him, trust yourself. And he's out there. We tell him, you're out there for a reason, and he did a good job tonight.
What's your schedule look like then for Thursday? Who do you open with at St. John's?
We open with Brouwerville at 8 o'clock.
All right.
And it should be a good one. They had their point guard. I'm forgetting his name now. Bryce, I don't remember. He's a sophomore, very good ball player. He had mono to start the year, so they've been struggling. Now he's back. So it should be a good game.
All right. Coach, we'll see you in early February when we come back down to your place.
All right. Sounds great.
All right.
Thanks, Rick.
Adam Langer of the Eagles, who improved to 8-0 with that 8-point win tonight, 71-63. Say, we'll see you Thursday night. We're up in Pequot Lakes next time out here as the Pioneers return to action against the Patriots here on YouAreTheirSports.com. Oh, nope, I'm out of my allotted minutes.